In the day's other news, Ukraine's military said it destroyed a Russian ammunition depot in the east, possibly with a rocket system supplied by the U.S. The overnight attack triggered a spectacular blast outside Kherson. That city is occupied by the Russians. At the same time, Russian forces captured more towns in eastern Ukraine. The U.S. military says it has killed the leader of the Islamic State group in Syria. Central Command says that Maher al-Algal died in a drone strike today outside Jindaris near the border with Turkey. He is said to be a top five leader in ISIS, responsible for developing networks outside Iraq and Syria. On the pandemic, U.S. health officials issued new warnings today as Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5 spread rapidly. Hospital admissions have doubled since early May. And Dr. Anthony Fauci advised against waiting for a variant-specific vaccine due this fall.
The threat to you is now. If you are not vaccinated to the fullest, namely you have not gotten your boosters according to what the recommendation are, then you're putting yourself at an increased risk that you could mitigate against by getting vaccinated.
The subvariants are highly transmissible, but officials say that the vaccines can prevent severe illness. The president of Mexico called today for transformational policies along the U.S.-Mexico border. Andres Manuel López Obrador met with President Biden at the White House. He said bold economic development efforts are needed to curb illegal border crossings. In May, U.S. immigration arrests hit record highs along the border. Meanwhile, First Lady Jill Biden apologized for a botched compliment about Latinos. It happened Monday during a speech in San Antonio. Mrs. Biden said the Latino community is, quote, as distinct as the bodegas in the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos in San Antonio. Today, the First Lady's office said she meant to convey admiration and not disrespect. The U.S. Senate confirmed Steve Dettelbach today as director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The vote was 48-46 to give the agency its first permanent director since 2015. Dettelbach is a former federal prosecutor. He has pledged to tackle gun violence as the nation reels from a series of high-profile attacks. Bail reform advocates in Detroit agreed today to a legal settlement aimed at reducing racial inequality. The American Civil Liberties Union and others had sued. They cited longstanding complaints over jailing mostly black defendants who can't pay court-imposed cash bail.
The cash bail system was originally intended to ensure that a person returns to court to face the charges against them. But instead, throughout Michigan and the nation, it has morphed into mass incarceration of the poor.
Under the settlement, judges have to specify why cash bail is needed and whether a defendant can afford to pay. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland named Colette Peters today to lead the Federal Bureau of Prisons. The agency has been criticized over inadequate pandemic measures and allegations of corruption. Peters currently runs a state prison system in Oregon. On Wall Street today, stocks retreated again as oil prices and tech shares led the way lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 192 points to close at 30,981. The Nasdaq fell 107 points, that's 1%. The S&P 500 also slipped 1%. This year's Emmy nominees for entertainment TV are in, and the HBO drama Succession leads with 25 nominations. Squid Game is the first non-English language series nominated for Best Drama, and The White Lotus leads all comedy offerings with 20 nominations. The awards will be handed out in September. And the Library of Congress has named Ada Limon to be the 24th U.S. Poet Laureate. She has received widespread acclaim and won numerous awards, especially for the collection Bright Dead Things. She begins her one-year term on September 29th. Still to come on the news, our new video shows inaction by dozens of police officers in Uvalde, Texas, despite the shooting rampage. The president faces criticism for his trip to the Middle East. And NASA releases new photos from the Webb Space Telescope, including never-before-seen nebulas and galaxies.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.